Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4. On KBN live from Brewtown Trading Co., baby. Woo! We got
great
ourselves
people.
Great people. Got ourselves a box. Guaranteed to make some money today. I made $9 today.
You made three.
No.
Cool. And I made three, too. And
oh,
Ben
yes.
Made three, too.
Yes, $3 today. We made $9 today with this card. You can make money, too, by coming down to Brewtown Trading Co.
Or we can start the 414 Hour at 4 with a giveaway, because I think that's exciting.
Oh, wow.
College hockey fans, are you ready for the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off? Wisconsin, Boston College, Lake Superior State, and defending national champion Western Michigan. Battle it out Sunday, December 28th and Monday the 29th at Fiserv Forum. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or visit the Fiserv Forum box office. Or you can win them right now. Caller number 10 at 800-990-3776. 800-990-ESPN will win four tickets to the Sunday, December 28th games at Fiserv Forum. It's the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, the 28th and 29th at Fiserv Forum. 800-990-3776. Caller 10, you're going to win the tickets. We are live from Brewtown Trading Co., as Kyle mentioned. I'm Ben Brust, next to Brad Nortman. Strolf will be answering the phones. He is running the show. Get us on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee. And, of course, the Carbless Talk and Text line is 800-990-3776. And as we start rolling into the weekend, you know, Friday Eve, Kyle's going to be happy. Thursday, Brad, all that.
What a good weekend.
Tomorrow, we'll have our normal show on YouTube exclusively until the Badger volleyball game is done.
Can talk reckless.
But what I am most looking forward to is this big matchup Sunday for the Green Bay Packers, because I think we talk a lot about what Super Bowl teams have in common. Brad Nerdman's dove deep into the average age of, like, the most expected age that you would be at. I'd say that's anywhere from 26 to 29 in your NFL career.
Yep,
as a quarterback.
It might have been 27 to 30. Either way, and the most common Super Bowl age, 27, 28.
You've also done a lot of Brad Nerdman recently looking at numbers and what they need, how they can clean up to become a Super Bowl team. All pros, 5 to 6 typically on a team that goes to the Super Bowl. And I'm not going to lie. I think this is a huge week for Jordan Love, because it's not like he was ever out of the conversation, but he wasn't in the top three for a while, and then these last three games he's played well. But this is a very good defense and a test on the road for Jordan Love to prove that he's playing at an all-pro MVP level more consistently than he has in years past, right? He's had a good overall season. There was a good half a season in his first year.
Yep.
It was a solid season battling injuries, but he wasn't great by any means because mobility wasn't there, nicked up a lot of different ways. But this year, if you have a week, the same week that Drake May is going to play against the Buffalo Bills, and Drake May say he doesn't have that type of game, this is huge for Jordan Love from a MVP odds, and like ultimately there's two guys that are all pros. I think Stafford's a lock.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think the Jordan Love narrative, even if they become the one seed, it's got to be hard to keep out Jordan Love because he'd be surpassing Matt Stafford. Drake May, it could be very much second year, better luck next year. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love has shown those moments. Putting it all together, taking the Packers in a tough division where there's a lot of teams in the mix, like the Lions and the Bears, where you have the Patriots in a division where they're one game away from clinching the AFC East. Doing what Jordan Love would be doing, he'd be playing at a high level and getting the one seed, because the only way to get the one seed is Jordan Love playing at a high level. So I'm very much looking forward to this game. It will it will be a defining week for Jordan Love in this season.
Yeah, it absolutely will be. You know, as the writers who vote for the MVP or all pro, you know, not all games are weighted the same, right? I mean, you play a game like where you play, you know, whoever, the Minnesota Vikings. I have a good defense. That's a bad example. The New York Giants, right? Where you're like, it's not a huge game. It's not a quality defense. So the stats that you put up probably have a little level of discount to it. What you're really looking for is, how do you play against the best opponents in the National Football League? How do you play the best against the big games? And this is one of those big games for the Green Bay Packers. This Denver Broncos defense is beyond respected. They are feared. They are a top 10 defense, a top 5 defense in a lot of ways. So if Jordan Love is going to crack into the All-Pro, and as a reminder, there's only, for quarterbacks, there's two All-Pros. It's basically a two deep. So if you're going to have number one, who's likely Matt Stafford, you're going to try to beat out Drake May or somebody else. You have to have a game like this where it's not just good, where it's not just, you know, no turnovers, a touchdown pass or two. This has got to be a 3 or 4 touchdown game for Jordan Love, where you basically put the league on notice and say, I don't care if this is one of the best defenses in the NFL. I don't care if their D-line is elite. I don't care that we're on the road. It doesn't matter where we are or who we are playing, that we're going to bring it and that Jordan Love is basically unstoppable. That is the type of game he needs to have. Because as Ben was saying, you know, we did dice up the numbers of the last 10 years, last 10 Super Bowls. There's an average. There's at least 4 All-Pros per team that participate in the Super Bowl. That's on average. The only ones that had less, that had like maybe 2 or 3.
The elite defenses.
Had a generational defense that was the Denver Broncos of 2015, or they had Tom Brady. That was the only exceptions. Elite all-time generational defense or Tom Brady. So when you look at this, you have to think that, you know, the Packers need to stack some all-pro guys, some all-pro performances, and that starts right now because that's going to have to start now and continue on their way through. Jordan Love's knocking on the door. He's already had a season that has exceeded my expectations and exceeded my standard for what he needed to prove to take the next step. He has done that. But now that's given you the opportunity for a bigger prize, and that bigger prize is All-Pro, MVP, and Super Bowl. Jordan Love deserves to be in that conversation, and he'll really deserve it, but he's got to have a big weekend this weekend. If he struggles, he'll have no chance for any of that, and it kind of falls back to, okay, you got to prove yourself in the big moment.
And I think the biggest thing that we need to understand as Packers fans going into this game, that Jordan Love needs to have his best performance he has had this entire season. Not about the accolades, not about coming out of here people thinking that he's the best quarterback in the NFL or putting him in the conversation for All-Pro. It is about this Green Bay Packers football team winning. You're talking about a top 3 overall defense that
Green
gets
Green Bay Packers football team.
You are talking about a defense that gets after the quarterback at literally a record high. They are on pace to tie the record of 72 sacks in the season. And so what will be magical for Jordan Love, if he can throw this football this weekend and evade the defense so he doesn't get sacked and come away with the victory, this would definitely put him on top. The Packers are not going to be able to run the football. I'm going to tell you this right now. They're not going to run the football very well on Sunday. So it is going to be on the arm of Jordan Love. If he can come through, he will show everybody exactly who he is, how great he can be. But I'm telling y'all, if the Packers win this football game, it is because of what Jordan Love does. I'm telling, this is a big defense. We talked about the Bears takeaway last week and all that. I ain't worried about that this week. I'm worried about Jordan Love having the best performance he has had all season long. It's going to be on his arm.
Well, and it's interesting too, because some of this will fall on Matt LaFleur. What kind of game plan are you going to have? Not that it's easy to let Jordan Love cook when you're playing the Bears or the Giants, but those defenses are sort of bottom half, at a minimum, bottom half of the NFL. The other thing completely to say, Jordan Love, here are the reins. You go cook against a top 10 defense in basically every single category on the road in a hostile environment. I'll be curious, you know, Josh Jacobs, does he play, does he not play? I'll be curious to see if Matt LaFleur changes his game plan and changes his current trajectory of Jordan Love. Here's the ball, throw it down the field, whatever you think, or if he sort of says, you know what, this is a good defense, we're not going to let you cook that much. That will be an incredibly big factor in if Jordan Love can pull this off.
Speaking of the Broncos, this is a very unrelated but related note. They have waived tight end Mercedes Lewis.
Oh,
does that open
Mercedes.
Up a roster spot for Cuz?
You said, well, does it? If they waive him, that could, yeah.
I mean, they have, per Ian Rappaport, they waived tight end Mercedes Lewis.
Oh, wow.
That is a spot open.
That
is. Get your phone ready.
We'll see. That'd be dope. Super dope. Shoot, me going down there, that changed
everything.
Look
how excited he is after a conversation yesterday about Kyle Wallace Jr., the hypothetical son that is not here. Playing for the Chicago Bears, he wouldn't wear Bears jerseys. But to see that smile about his cousin, that tells me everything I know.
I would still say go Pat, go.
That's how I know that when you have a kid, and hypothetically if he played for the Bears, you would be wearing a Bears jersey with Kyle Wallace's jersey.
This is the only thing. There's only one team that won't be Wallace on the back of, and that's a Bears jersey, unless they're paying him.
They would pay him.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about this, so, Kyle Wallace. I guess we call him Kyle Jr. I was thinking about
you're
it.
Saying about you
would,
now?
You would, no, need, I, you would need a salary from the no, Bears?
Yes.
You can be bought.
Well, I'll have no choice. I wouldn't sign with them. I would not sign with them. But at the end of the day, I feel good about the Green Bay Packers.
Kyle, if you're such a fraud.
If you, let's say you were not injured, you played your whole career for the Whitewater Warhawks?
Dog, you so disrespectful. What's all them national titles we won, and you just looked at.
What's their name
again? You're right.
It's Warhawks,
I was a runner-up. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I was a
runner-up, and I was a hell of a scout team player.
And you were one of those guys that made the shocking, D3 to NFL jump.
Darren
and
Stanley.
The Bears drafted you in the fifth round. You'd say, I'm good.
You know what's crazy? The Bears did sign a quarterback when I was there. Blanchard. Matt Blanchard.
Matt Blanchard in Carolina.
Oh, did you? Yeah, boy, I used to love when he came in, because when the other quarterback came out, Jeff, I forgot his last name, I was so happy. But anyways, no. Yes, I would go there. I had no choice. I wouldn't be happy.
You wouldn't be happy. You're so full of crap.
They would give you your Chicago Bear issued gear, and Kyle would be like, I can't wear it.
Kyle, why don't you ever wear Bear?
He said yesterday, icky, yeah.
Give me the shield, man.
Get all the NFL logos.
And they say, all right, Bears on three. I was like, one, two, three. Go back.
Most absurd thing ever. He's taking the playbook and the game plan and sending it to Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that's right.
Coach, I want out.
Listen, we suck, man. Go ahead. Here's the playbook. Y'all come slide me something under the table.
Oh, man.
Get up out of here.
Well, you'd be taking that money to the bank, or I was going to say something else, but you'd be taking it to the bank.
I would be taking it to the bank, straight to Citizens Bank. And at Citizens Bank, they have all different type accounts that you can work with. They have a CD account. I had my money in a CD account. And what I love about the customer service, I message them. I say, hey, can you guys move this money back to my savings account? And that is exactly what they did. They are so great to work with at Citizens Bank. And that is exactly what you get. You get high quality customer service. You get somebody that cares. You get somebody that you can actually talk to. I mean, that is so important. That's why if you're looking for a local bank, you're tired of waiting, you're not getting responses, you don't have to worry about that with Citizens Bank. They're local, they're great, and they have so many great options for you. Look, if you're looking to get a loan for a home, loan for a car, or you're just looking to build up your savings account, you can do it all by working with a local bank, when that bank is Citizens Bank. Visit them today by going to citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank, because when you bank with Citizens Bank, you're banking where you belong.
The ultimate troll I just saw on Twitter. In the 32 quarterback rankings heading into the weekend, which I think there's some stuff to figure out still, they put Phillip Rivers 31 and J.J. McCarthy 32.
Oh, that's so disrespectful. So disrespectful to J.J.
Peter Fagan, Bucks president, joined Wisconsin's afternoon or midday news on our sister station 620 WTMJ and came at the big four letters inside the NBA insider, Shams Charania. You'll have to hear that because it's juicy. Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
And you're disrupting my flow.
No, your flow.
Dang nabbit, I had good flow.
Gee golly willikers.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
From Brewtown Trading Co., it's Kyle Brustin Nortman, 94.5 ESPN, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, and always on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Earlier today, Peter Fagan, the Bucks president join Wisconsin's Midday News, as there's been a lot of stuff from Bucks players talking to the media yesterday. Chris Haynes reports, Shams Charania, the ESPN insider, reporting about rumors. Well, let's just say this. Peter Fagan had some blunt words for Shams.
Well, can you imagine dealing with this? Like, there's no statute of limitations. Shams has been saying the same thing for almost a calendar year in getting this done. I think Giannis has made it clear that, you know, especially lately and especially internally and partially externally, like, I'd like to rehab and I'd like to focus on basketball in a big way. And this is kind of Groundhog's Day. It comes back. It is terrible for our fans. It is terrible internally and externally. It's like the world of clickbait and to like make this happen. And I think, you know, honestly, like, how to manufacture a story and continue to beat it to death till, you know, I think hopefully the pundits in the NBA, like, you know, it could happen. Our role internally is especially when we're not doing as well as we'd like to, is to really focus, you know, on the team, focus on winning, turning this around in like a big way.
Bucks president Peter Fagan on our sister station 620 WTMJ. What do you take from that, old Kyle?
I'm gonna tell y'all this.
Keep it real.
Nobody's saying Giannis isn't going anywhere. Listen, we listened to Kyle Kuzma yesterday. We listened to KPJ yesterday. Now we listen to
Peter Fagan
from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's the president of Milwaukee Bucks. Not once did he say, no, we will not be trading Giannis. No, Giannis hasn't requested to be traded. No, we have no interest in Giannis moving. He has no interest in moving. He didn't say any of that. Never once. He said, we're not playing as well.
To be fair,
that
is one cut from an entire interview.
True. That's true. That's very true.
From our sister station, which is a journalistic.
The money cut should be, no, we do not plan to move on from Giannis. He has not requested a trade. That is the money cut. So if that came out of his mouth, that needs to be what everybody is hearing. But I'm consistently hearing, oh, well, you know, we're focused on this. We're focused on that. We need to say, listen, I don't even want to entertain this, because this is nonsense. He just tried to throw Shams under the bus versus actually saying definitively Giannis is not going anywhere.
It's almost like you're going lower by getting in the weeds with all the reporting, but
he took shots at him.
But to his defense, it has been a year of reporting in which, as a president of an organization, you're not as you want to make sure your house is in order, and this is providing chaos to the house. So I understand going at someone over, like, you break eventually. You're like, I'm sick of this. Like, I'm sick of having the same conversation with everybody in our organization. From everyone who sees me and looks at me is wondering. I look them in the eyes, they're wondering the exact same thing. And so he wanted to say his piece, and I understand that.
That's real.
Well, you know, it takes some courage to go out there and you know, have an interview when there is such chaos in your house in Milwaukee Bucks. But he was clearly just trying to steady the ship and stop the bleeding. But you're exactly right, Kyle. It sounds like he was gearing up to say, you know, Kyle, Giannis has been saying internally and a little bit externally.
Internally, partially. Yes, it partially was externally, partially internally.
I was ready for him to say, I want to be a Buck. That's what I thought he was going to say. Giannis has been saying, I just want to rehab and focus on basketball. That is not a level of
rehab
confidence
and
whatsoever.
Focus on basketball.
I mean, yeah, Brad, actually, that part is what stood out to me most. Strofe, can you try and chop
it's
that?
It sounds like he's gearing up to say, you know, internally and a little bit externally. It sounds like he's about to say, Giannis doesn't want to get traded. Giannis wants to be a Buck. But it was Giannis wants to rehab and focus on basketball. So, cool. Listen, I mean, this is what's happening when you're trying to steady the ship and you're trying to keep your superstar somewhat happy. But the reality is nobody is saying, listen, this is all hogwash. Giannis is going to be a Buck for life. He knows that. We know that. We're not shopping him. That's ludicrous.
I guess I would ask 800-990-3776. Does any of this matter until Giannis speaks? This is the one thing that we continue to miss.
Yes, but it does.
You know what I mean?
Matter.
Because the last time that he had like the intimate interview with Thanasis, he talked about the goal to win a second championship. So my mindset when looking through all this is sure, there's the connection to the Knicks. There's rumors of this. There's Chris Haynes. There's Peter Fagan talking from a Buck side of things. But what I do know in my heart of hearts is Giannis is the ultimate competitor who wants to leave a legacy. And if that means that he won't be in Milwaukee because it doesn't give him the best chance to win a championship, that will likely be the end scenario.
His legacy cemented here.
Correct, correct. And there might be, because of how this is dragging on, it does kind of bring him into like the villainish thing a little bit, but that will be forgotten after a year. He will always be welcome to the place he made home. But I do want to focus on the Peter Fagan portion where he talked about the externally versus partially internally and all that conversation, because that's where I thought there was an opportunity to be like, this is what's going on, but it was very like minute.
In getting this done, I think Giannis has made it clear that, you know, especially lately and especially internally and partially externally, like, I'd like to rehab and I'd like to focus on basketball.
Like, you had the chance when you with the setup, right? Like, we're all thinking, oh, he's been saying this.
I want to be a Buck.
And then, like, internally he has
I am a Milwaukee Buck through the end of this year.
Yeah, even anything.
Like, any
definitive.
Sort of, like, true direction. That's what I would have hoped in from a fan standpoint of, like, just give me something that I can know.
Why
but everyone is going to sit here, and that actually opens up the door for Shams, Chris Haynes, and anybody to keep rolling because he didn't put the kibosh on anything.
Yeah, nobody's put a kibosh on anything so far. Peter Fagan, just lie. I'm telling you, just lie and say Giannis wants to be here. He hasn't asked for that because nobody can second guess it. Now, if Giannis got traded, then people would be like, hey, things
but
have changed.
But if he says that, then I guarantee there's another report that Giannis' agent has reaffirmed that he is evaluating options and wants to figure
well,
it
they
out.
Need to
within.
Get, they need to be on one accord with their message because right now players don't know what to say. Nobody can give a definitive answer, and it's just going to continue to drag on until Giannis comes out and speaks on it and lets everybody know, I'm committed to being to Milwaukee as long as we are competing for championships. The season has started now, and my focus this year, and like Peter Fagan just said, is riding the ship and getting this team to a title this year. And Giannis and fans need to realize that it's all about this year. Next year, we'll see what happens, but we have to earn Giannis's trust that we can build a title contender around him.
Here's the thing. You know, this is why I'm nearing certainty that something is going to happen and that Giannis will not be a Buck by as late as next summer, potentially earlier, because there are times in the NBA where things happen and you're completely blindsided. The Luka trade was a complete blindside. They were able to keep that quiet. The Mavericks were able to shop Luka around and execute a trade that was mega to the NBA. I would be under the belief that if Giannis wanted to get traded or that they were shopping him, you could do so in a way that's quiet, but it's like the worst kept secret in the NBA. This could be quiet, but the reality is it's being discussed, and no matter what the president says, he's just trying to create a narrative.
And I guess, again, as I'm continuing to digest this, as I listened to it and was talking, you know, to people, I now am walking away worse than I did because all Peter Fagan addressed was rumors and didn't, like, bring clarity to the situation, if that makes sense.
No,
you know what I mean?
It makes
like,
sense. That's why,
like,
you know,
like,
there's something.
The title of the clip is what, Strofe?
What's the truth?
And there's really nothing about the future of Giannis in there. It's more so your biggest takeaway from this clip is he's taking a shot at Shams, and that's going to be the biggest thing that Peter knows that Bucks fans are frustrated with, so he's trying to identify with them to keep them as close to the organization as possible.
You know what's crazy is the president of an organization talked about fans. He said, oh, you know, he's saying all this and making our fans upset. Like, who cares?
Who cares? He needs butts and seats.
Well, that's the whole thing. He's trying to hold off as much as possible so he can keep as many butts and seats. But I think over the next 6 months, Bucks fans need to, again, accept what the future is, and hopefully the Milwaukee Bucks, when they do move on for Giannis, because they're not going to be good this year, they're not going to have prospects for next year because we don't have young talent on the team, is that we just need to hope that we get –
they don't have enough young talent that can boom.
Oh, like Ryan Rollins is going to be your number two.
It's just hard to watch the Thunder be 24-1 and be like, yeah, snap of the finger, we're on par with one of the best teams.
No, it's not going to be
– I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, you just got to develop – you got to trade Giannis for everything.
Yeah, I mean, you do. You have to do something to restart it. And the way they're trending right now,
it might be a lifetime before we see this.
It's true, and I love Giannis.
It might be a lifetime, but let me tell you about a lifetime that's going to change your life. That's Lifetime Home Services. That's a team that you can trust, because this holiday season, you want to make your home feel safe and cozy and truly yours. And Lifetime Home Services has an incredible array of options. So many things on their docket that they can take care of for you and your home. For us, it was custom closets. They had Baby Will's closet done, and it is transformative. Cleaner air, radon safety, epoxy floors, full home renovations, smart home automation. I challenge you, whatever that home project is, call Lifetime Home Services to see if they can do it, because chances are they will. That's how good they are. That's how much they can take care of. And KBN Nation, turn your ears on and listen to this one. You mention this ad. You say, I heard Brad on KBN talk about Lifetime Home Services and mention this ad for your consultation. During your consultation, and you will get 10% off your project. That's right. Mention Brad and KBN in hearing this ad, and Lifetime Home Services will give you 10% off during your consultation for that project that you are about to conquer. Take advantage of this discount for the special year-end special and earn credits towards future home improvement projects when you make that purchase before year end. Only at Lifetime Home Services can you find a deal like that. So check them out. Give them a call or visit them at lifetimehomeservices.com.
Strofe has some audio that I think you guys have heard, but he told me not to listen. So Bo Nix, the quarterback of the Broncos, we hear from him next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Hey, Gabe, also, did you call us idiots?
Yeah. It's exactly what I told you. Yes.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
If year 2025 was characterized by pain in your joints, then year 2026 can be characterized by healing. And that healing can be done at QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics has two locations here, Greenfield and Mequon. I've been to the Greenfield location, and I always walk away amazed at the tools in their toolkit to give you that feeling of health, of pain-free living, less inflammation, and able to do the things you want to do. They're the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. They use cellular treatments in order to eliminate that pain, reduce inflammation, and heal those joints back to where they were once again. No surgeries, no pain pills, no long recovery, just your body and mind able to feel the joy of a pain-free life, able to do the things you want to do. Especially this holiday season, you're moving around, you're traveling, you're doing things that pain is probably more aware on your mind than ever. So don't wait any longer. Make 2026 the best year of your life. And the only way to do that is if you feel good and there's no pain in those joints. So give them a call today for your free consultation, your absolutely free, no obligation consultation. You owe it to yourself to get that opinion from the nation's leader in QC Kinetics. 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298.
Live from Brewtown Trading Co. in Greenfield, it's Kyle Bruston Nortman. They have a huge collection of cards, the biggest selection in Wisconsin, and they live stream daily on Fanatics Live. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Bradley Nortman, Strofe running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. Kyle, are you trying to open this up early? What's going on?
I'm just waiting for my opportunity to open up my car.
Actually, I do want to bring something up real quick, because you're just a very interesting individual, Kyle.
No,
you got to give me the floor. You got to give me the floor.
Here we go.
So Kyle's the person who says, if you have a dog, I won't eat your food. Or if somebody makes food and brings it in, I don't know them that well, I won't eat it. Like, I'm a clean freak. I'm this. I'm very specific. I choose, you know, this. Kyle Wallace is sitting on a chair that he doesn't know where it's from. Kyle Wallace just used the restroom. And he washed his hands, and he didn't use the paper towels to dry them.
Why not?
He used his jeans and his sweatshirt to dry them.
Yeah, I
so to use clothes that have been on different things all day, you're a hypocrite germaphobe.
No, that's the point. There was a couple things. I opened the door early because I wanted to wash my hands so I wouldn't have to touch the doorknob. And then the toilet paper or the paper towel roll.
This is exactly the point.
The paper towel roll was there, and I was like, I don't know. I don't know who touched it before me.
Who touched the chair? No,
that's a very good point.
Probably never been wiped down.
That's a very good point.
You're just a hypocritical germaphobe.
Fecal matter or chairs that may be rarely used. Oh, whoa, these are our chairs. Oh, they're probably filthy. yeah, that's a good point. A very good point. I need hand sanitizer now.
All right, I just got to get out.
Do you have hand sanitizer?
Okay. Alex Droff, there was some audio that you mentioned from the quarterback of the Denver Broncos in which the Packers are playing. Bo Nix, I don't know any context as to what I'm going to hear. I don't know where it's from, so set it up and take it away.
Yeah, this is Bo Nix at his press conference yesterday. Asked what it's like to be home underdogs against the Packers on Sunday.
My mans. Hey, if mama said you're going to win, mama said that's the only thing that matters, Waterboy style. That's the only thing that matters. Yep.
That's his mama.
I'm a Bo Nix fan now. I like Bo. Oh, Bo, know where is that. Listen
your,
to mama.
Your mamas will always believe in you, even being a home underdog.
That's how I know.
So you're a fan of Bo. You're a fan of Bo. You're wearing a Broncos sweatshirt. You're going to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, Strof, good call.
Wait,
it's all
you need to be specific.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a Jordan Turner Broncos.
It is a
sweatshirt.
Broncos hoodie, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's about what's on the back.
Yeah, and everyone knows Kyle Wallace and Turner
are related. I will say, like, I gave
That's
you credit
Kim
for wearing the jersey yesterday. That was cool, super cool jersey. I didn't expect you to double down.
Double overkill.
Are you going to triple down tomorrow?
No.
On Broncos stuff?
No, tomorrow's Packers. It's the day before the game.
Is it because you're being called out now?
No. I had this all planned out.
Oh.
I mean, full transparency. We're on the stream tomorrow, and yeah, I wanted to make sure I can show folks that my little cousin played for the Broncos. I wanted to have the radio audience, too.
Yeah, but it's not like on our stream in our three box, for those who are listening, on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, there's three of us.
Yes, sir.
And it's not like it says our names, and it's not like Kyle Wallace, cousin Jordan, plays for the Broncos.
Real story. I'm going to go to my text messages yesterday. Cuzzo texted me yesterday, all the way from Denver, taking time away from his busy, busy schedule as they prepare to take an L. He sent me a text message from a fan that sent him this.
A fan sent Jordan that?
Yeah,
okay, what is it? Hello?
A fan sent him a screenshot of his cousin wearing his jersey on ESPN Radio. He DM'd him saying, oh, look at your cousin representing you all the way in Wisconsin. Y'all saw it?
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah.
This segment.
Now,
what I will say is Bo Nix going to his mom and not, like, you know, annoying. He stinks. Like,
wow.
I don't know.
Now he stinks.
I've always said I don't think Bo Nix is a very good quarterback.
Now Bo
Nix. Interesting comment. I don't think Jordan Love would say something like that.
No, Jordan's a grown man.
Like, yeah. You know, like, I don't care what it is. You know what I mean? Like, and that's Jordan. In the spirit of doing three different things in one segment, which is what we are not taught to do, starting with Kyle germaphobe, into Kyle
this thing is
opening up the box. This is why they give you a blade.
Wow. I don't play
with
knives.
Wiping his hands on his jeans. We did get a text from our content director because this is just fantastic. The Chicago Bears on Twitter. Tickets for potential home playoff game at Soldier Field are now on sale.
Who's going to be the dummies that buy those? They're probably going to take your money and say, you can apply this to our season tickets next year.
Yeah, exactly.
No refund, buddy. Oh, this is a great point by the Bears.
A month early. They must be concerned about
playoffs?
Selling tickets.
Home playoffs. Oh, my gosh. They better focus on actually winning the game. I really think that they end up going at the best in these last four games, 1-3.
Literally, you know the phrase, act like you've been there before? This is acting like you haven't been to the playoffs ever.
$700.
To sit out
$700.
Watch the team catch
Act
a L.
Like you've been there before. This is clearly a team that's never been there before. Clearly.
Yeah, the Lions knew better. My goodness. That's crazy.
Sad. We'll get to somebody who has been there many times, and he's won a Super Bowl, and he understands the delusion as somebody who grew up in that area. But before we get to Brian Bulaga, with all the knowledge and information on football. I need Brad to tell us about Bank 5-9.
Oh, Bank 5-9, KBN Nation, is your place to go for that true local community bank, whatever that is in your financial picture, whether it be checking, saving, CDs, loans, even have a wealth management arm. There is so much that Bank 5-9 will do to make your life better. That is their mission statement, after all. Make lives better. And Bank 5-9 has been making lives better for people for so long now. 1859. That's what the 5-9 stands for. For that long, you know you're doing something right. Not only that, they're still earning awards for being the best bank in the Milwaukee area. The Community Choice Award gave them the award for best bank in the Milwaukee area, and they've been named a top workplace for 16 straight years. But most importantly to them and their heart is charitable giving, volunteerism, all in the community around us. They're making the lives of everyone in southeastern Wisconsin that much better. So if you're looking for that true local community bank that's making lives better, see how they can make your life a little bit better by visiting them at one of their 14 branch locations or visiting them at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
Super Bowl champ, host of the Homer Hour,
yeah.
Brian Bulaga joins us next live.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
Homer, Homer, Homer. This might be the dumbest thing that he has to have said in his career.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
If you're like me, this time of year can feel a little blah. The holidays are expensive and so are those heating bills. The weather's cold and you know what's coming next. Months of winter and all this snow. That's exactly why Universal Windows Direct is helping homeowners beat the winter blues with a deal that's all about comfort, savings, and something to look forward to. Right now, when you buy two windows, you get two free with no limit from Universal Windows Direct. Plus, you get 0% financing for 60 months. That's 5 whole years with zero interest on your payments. And there's a little bit more, a bonus gift for the holiday season. When you work with Universal Windows Direct, they have a free vacation voucher after your next project is completed. So go ahead and call them today at 414-410-2000 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. And I'm telling you, KBN Nation, like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
We are Kyle Bruston-Nortman live from Brewtown Trading Co. Great people around here. They're very service-oriented, taking care of everyone, walking in, showing them what they got. And you can catch an autographed card and joining us now on Kyle Bruston-Nortman before the Homer Hour is Brian Bulaga, the Super Bowl champ. What's up, Brian?
Not much. How are we doing, guys?
We're doing good, we're excited for the matchup this weekend. Another opportunity. Brad, what was that line from Bielema? I got to memorize it.
Congratulations on winning a big game. Your prize is an even bigger game.
And that's how I feel about the game coming up Sunday. When you think about Jordan Love and the opportunity to go against a good defense on the road with the way he's playing and with this offensive line, where's your confidence level in this offense?
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel really good about the offense. I think they're in a good place. Their trajectory over the last few weeks has been on the up. And, you know, I think this is going to be a good test. Like, this Denver defense is, like, the perfect test for them to see where they are at this point in the season, because that's a playoff and, an AFC championship Super Bowl-type defense. That's what Denver's defense is. So you're going to get a really good idea of where Green Bay's at based on how they perform against Denver's defense. And to me, this is like the type of challenge you want this time of year, right? Like you beat a good team like this on the road in their place and your offense performs well against their defense. That's a lot of momentum. That's a ton of momentum because I feel good about our defense going against their offense. I really do. I'm not as much worried about that. It's about how are we going to move the ball, and I think our offense is trending in the right direction.
Yeah, Brian, we did a little stat looking into earlier in the show, and Pro Football Focus, for however you want to describe it, had the Denver defensive line specifically ranked as the 6th best D-line in the NFL. So, one, what's your opinion of this defensive line? How good are they? And two, when you're an offensive lineman, how do you combat against a defensive line that's so good and so well-balanced between all the members of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, especially on the road, you know, when you're on the road and going against a defensive line like this, you have to really take advantage of opportunities when you're in the run game, right? You got to really run the ball well and lean on this defensive group as much as you can and try to wear them out in the opportunities you get in the run game, because you know what a group like this wants to do is get after the passer. They want sacks. They want the big plays. I mean, they're very good at it too. So it's really taking advantage of the opportunities you get to kind of give the body blows in the run game. And when it's in the pass, you know, you just gotta buckle it and be ready to go, right? Like, I mean, these guys rip off the edge. They get really good push up the middle too. I mean, they do everything well up front. So I guess if there's five better groups than them in the NFL, okay. There's not too many groups that are better than them. Let's just put it that way. So if they're at six, there must be some other teams that are playing just astronomically well that I don't know much about.
Yeah,
at this point
I think from top of mind, Cleveland, Houston, Pittsburgh, Rams. I think we're the, and I can't remember the fifth one.
I mean,
so all good ones, but all debatable.
Mean, yeah. I'll give you Houston, but Cleveland, like, I mean, that's Myles Garrett. It's one player.
Yeah, that's true. He's carrying the load on that one. But I'm curious, in a D line like this that's so good at rushing the passer, do you tell Jordan Love, hey, you got to throw the ball quicker?
Got to.
Yeah, he's got to be on schedule. He's got to be on schedule, and that's also for Matt too, right? That's also how he's drawing up the plays and what he's calling, sitting into the huddles, a three-step drop, five-step drop, the routes and kind of the concepts and designs and things like that. So that's kind of on both of them and how they attack this Denver defense. Because, I mean, if you're just going to go into this as a five-step and seven-step drop game, it's going to be very tough on the offensive line to hold up against this group. It just is. I mean, you can have the best group, and it's going to be tough to hold up against these guys. So you got to be cautious about how long he's sitting back there and how long developing the routes are, right? Like, if you're going to take shots, you're going to have to probably have six in or seven in and take just deep shots with Watson and try to – you know, pick your spots to do it. It can't be all the time, because that gives those guys opportunities to go get you.
Yeah, a game like this, to me, for Jordan Love, this could be a big MVP moment for him. Do you think the Green Bay Packers should go into this game putting it on the arm of Jordan Love versus the legs of Josh Jacobs?
Who is out of practice the last couple of days.
Yeah, he hasn't practiced. So, I mean, I don't know if you just think you can just throw it the entire time. Like, I don't think that's a good plan. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's smart to do against this
Denver
defense.
They're so tough against the run, Brian.
Yeah, they're tough against the pass, too.
They're 10th in passing.
10th in passing.
Riley Moss can get picked on. I'm going to tell you that now.
Okay. Yeah, but, I mean – okay, but at the same time, you have to be able to hold up in protection to pick on him long enough. Mm-hmm. That's the trade-off with when you want to pick on somebody, you have to be able to hold up in pass protection long enough, right? Like, it,
well, we know that here. And
right, yeah, and you got to be able to, especially with Parsons. So you understand how that kind of goes. So it's going to be interesting to see the protection plan. But I do think that you have to be able to run the football a little bit against this Denver defense. You got to be able to keep them on their heels just a little bit, so it's just not pinning their ears back and going after Love all game, because that's a tough situation to be in for him.
You know, Brian, we've talked a lot about, obviously, Jordan Love and Micah Parsons, and Tucker Kraft was kind of becoming that third most important Packer. Who, in your mind, is the third most important Packer outside of Love and Micah?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, I think there's a bunch of guys you could say that are in the running for it. I think
sure.
You look
that's
at
what
it
makes it good. But I want Brian Bulaga's answer.
I think the way he's playing right now, I mean, I think it's Christian Watson, because if you remove him from this equation, what does that offense look like? And that to me is the biggest. That to me is the biggest question. Like, before he got put into the lineup, it was kind of sputtering a little bit, right, with the deep, like, just opening up the shots downfield and the passing game. He gets put in there, the passing game comes alive all of a sudden, and now we're throwing the ball downfield, and things look a lot different. So if you were to somehow not have him, what does the offense look like, right? Like, what happens? And to me, he'd be my pick right now. But, again,
crazy just to think to yourself that Matthew Golden was a first-round draft pick getting limited snaps. I know he's been hurt a little bit, but what an interesting journey after picking a wide receiver in the first round.
Very much so.
Goody said, yep. I tried to tell y'all.
Didn't have any quick thoughts on that.
Listen, it's tough being a rookie, and it's tough being a rookie wide receiver. Let's just call it that, right? Like, it's difficult. And he's been a little bit banged up, too, to go along with it. So it's just been an up-and-down year for him, right? Like, and I'm hoping that he'll get a little confidence to get going, but it's the way it's played out for him this year.
Brian, rumor has it Homer's favorite quick-service restaurant was closed. You're in for a treat in the Homer Hour coming up next in 2 minutes.